Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. So I know what Vinny's doing for New Year's Eve. I just found out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, not only is Primus playing a show.
Oh, I love Primus.
But the supergroup known as the Legends of the Seagull Men that features members of Tool and Mastodon is going to make its Bay Area debut in Oakland, opening for Primus on New Year's Eve.
What are they called?
They're called Legend of the Seagull Men.
I thought they were called Giraffe Tongue. Maybe that's another thing.
That's another band. One of the guys in that is in the Giraffe Tongue Orchestra.
Oh!
So this is an LA-based band. It features the drummer from Tool, a guitarist from Mastodon, a bass player named Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin. He is from the bands Zappa Play Zappa, Death Clock, and Giraffe Tongue Orchestra.
Oh,
there's
okay.
What
Zappa Play Zappa is, right?
I don't. Is it a tribute band for Zappa?
No, it's his son.
Dweezil?
It's Dweezil. Goes around playing all his dad's
song.
Music.
Oh, that's funny.
And he
cool.
plays it on all his dad's old instruments,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a full-on, but there's such a battle, a war in the Zappa family. Who's the other kid?
Amit and Munyan.
Amit is the guy who was put in charge of the Zappa
estate.
Family estate.
Oh.
And so these two cats don't seem to get along about how they should memorialize their dad's music. So it's this weird battle.
That's not good news.
No,
it sucks
but,
when someone dies and the whole family gets torn apart.
Right. But so anyway, if the bass player's from that Zappa Play Zappa, that's what he was performing with.
There's a guitarist in the band named Jimmy Hayward who is a director. He directed Horton Hears a Who, Jonah Hex, and Freebirds.
Oh.
I know.
I've met him before. He's a really nice guy, but Jonah Hex was arguably the worst Marvel movie or comic book movie ever made.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. Well, that's why he's turned to music. singer David the Doctor Dreyer and a synth player named Chris Mad Dog DiGiovanni. And so they were announced, looks like yesterday, as the opening act for the December 31st concert at the Fox Theater in Oakland.
Mad Dog, huh?
Primus and Legend of the Seagull Men.
How do you get that nickname? Mad Dog.
Mad Dog 2020, I guess. Isn't that like a what like a it? Bad wine?
Oh.
Yeah, or
like a
something,
cheap one,
some kind
one
of...
buck chuck, two something. Buck chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he's all, guys, don't call me Mad Dog, and finally gives up.
Maybe he foams at the mouth a lot.
That seems
maybe
weird.
Maybe he made it up himself.
Oh, you think?
No,
you
I'm Mad
know.
Dog.
Yeah. He's called me Mad Dog. Okay. Bill.
Well, those nicknames usually don't stick. The one where you're like, right. You know, hey, guys, I want you to call me. And everyone goes, sorry,
yeah.
Your name's Scott.
Yeah, we're not calling. We'll go Scotty. But Mad Dog really just doesn't.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that sounds neat. So that's New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, that's where people can find you.
I love Primus. They were.
I don't know if your girlfriend would be all that into it.
You know,
your wife.
She was nice enough to take in the show with me and didn't say a word. But when I motioned after about 12 songs in, when I said, you know, you all right? You want to go? She was like, got up and started walking.
Yeah. That's who I've been waiting.
So that's a yes.
All right.
If you were a fan of The Tragically Hip, you'll be sorry to hear that Gord Downie lost his battle with brain cancer on Tuesday night. He was only 53 years old.
Mm.
He was diagnosed a couple years ago, and I'm pretty sure we did the story at the time. The Tragically Hip, they're a Canadian band. They had a couple...
I couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah, I remember them being like in the mid-90s.
Uh-huh. I've heard the name and couldn't name a song either, and I love music. and normally know stuff.
They had a song we used to play at the Point in St. Louis for at least one song, but our old boss, Jim McGuinn, was a huge fan of,
he liked them.
Tragically Hip.
Our old boss was such a character. Mm. I wish we could, there's no way to introduce him to people because he's in Minnesota.
Right.
But he was neat.
He was. He still is. That is a dude who cares more deeply about music than anyone I've
ever met. And radio.
From radio, too.
He made everyone feel bad if you didn't contribute.
Oh, for sure.
And I was all about doing that, but the way he got the midday guy had to participate.
Yeah. Well,
guys don't do stuff.
In
every promotion, everyone participated. Yeah.
It was great. It was great.
I guess we were all kids,
and that was all we had. But then you'd have something to do, and he would guilt you and shame you. And he was great. I loved that guy. But as we broke up, mm-hmm. it wasn't all wine and roses. But I love that guy. I wouldn't, But we've all got our character flaws. God knows, I'm sure I contributed to that. So anyway, this guy, the Tragically Hip, Gord Downie, he lost his battle with brain cancer last night. It looks like 53 years old. Ed Sheeran, here's the update. This bike injury mm-hmm. or alleged bike injury, I mean, Ed himself hasn't said he was knocked off a bike, did he? He basically just said, hey, I hurt myself and my tour might not happen. He confirmed he's canceling 5 upcoming dates in Asia. He broke his right wrist and his left elbow. He posted a message saying, I'm waiting to see how the healing process progresses before we have to decide on shows beyond that. So he had 15 shows booked in Asia, and he does the whole show by himself. So I guess he's going to, ditch the shows as they
become. He can't wipe himself. He can't be traveling and doing stuff when he can't even clean his own backside.
So he says, I'm waiting to see how the healing progresses before we have to decide on shows beyond that. Please stay tuned for more details. P.S. Ed isn't typing this as he has both arms casted / bandaged. So I guess, I don't know, he either talked to his phone or he had someone type it for him. It's a British tabloid that says he was knocked off his bike by a car, but apparently that has not been confirmed.
I mean, it's a bummer, but so you cancel some shows. It's not the end of the world.
You just cancel. Yeah. It's fine.
Give the money back for the people who paid and rest up.
Right. You're Ed Sheeran. You're a one-man band. You need to be all in one piece. The nominees for next month's Soul Train Awards were announced yesterday. Solange leads the pack with 7 nominations. Bruno Mars is next with 6. Toni Braxton is going to get the Don Cornelius Legend Award. And SWV will be honored with the Lady of Soul Award. By the way, that gurgle was not me. Who was that? Vinny?
I didn't even hear anything.
Oh, I heard a big gurgle. And I was like, oh my God, for once it's not me.
How do you know it's not you? You never even know when
you do it. That was a throat gurgle for sure. So SWV, I go, who's that? And Bryn's like, I don't know. He pulls him up and he's like, oh yeah, I totally know this song.
He knows this song.
They were formed in, I guess, 86, some R&B vocal trio. So you know this from the radio?
Yeah, I do, from the Bay Area growing up.
The ceremony's going to get taped on November 5th and air November 26th. No host has been named yet. Chris Brown put out the track list for his upcoming album, Heartbreak on a Full Moon, and there are 45 songs on this new record. I don't have any word on the total runtime, but 45 different tracks on the list for his upcoming album. The album includes appearances by Young Thug, Future, Ty Dolla $ign, Yo Gotti, Lil Yachty, Kodak Black, and R. Kelly.
All right.
R. Kelly. And it's coming out on Halloween. This is just a cute story about Pink. She's a big Mary J. Blige fan.
Oh, God.
The feeling is not mutual.
Oh, Mary J. doesn't like Pink?
Maybe she does now, but in the year 2000, Pink approached her and said, hey, I'm a huge fan. I'd love to collaborate. Would you like to collaborate on something? Pink said, she just took one look at me and goes, no. I go, okay, I love you, Mary. I'll see you again.
Wow.
And there's a decent chance that her answer would be different today, but she's telling the story.
Mm. Oh, what a bummer.
No. Did Pink have any songs in 2000? When did her first songs come out?
Sure. I think she did. In 2001, it was the Moulin Rouge one, but...
Oh. I always think of "So What, I'm Still a Rock Star"
yeah,
as being
like
the first,
the first, song,
first
yeah.
big one.
Wow.
This girl went to a Katy Perry show, and she's an aspiring designer. And she wore one of her own outfits to the meet and greet that she got to have with Katy Perry. Her name is Samantha Bolton, and she met Katy at a meet and greet before Monday night's show at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky. It was supposed to be the standard pose for pictures, share some hugs, blah, blah, blah. But this girl's 26 years old, and Katy went bananas over her outfit. It's actually, have you seen the logo for the Witness tour that she's doing? It's a mouth that's parted like this, and it has an eyeball in the middle of it.
No.
Here's a shot of it. This is the two of them meeting up. So there's the, do you see the logo for the Witness tour?
Yeah, okay.
So this girl created this dress and shoes made from over 3,000 rhinestones. Katy's tour logo is front and center on it. And Katy liked it so much, she said, oh, I want you to design one for me and one for my dog. And Katy posted a video with Samantha and the dress on her Snapchat. And now she's being flooded with tons of requests for the dress. She has a 9-to-5 job, but she's hoping that this is going to be, you know, the start of something big for her. It's super cute little.
Is Katy in this picture the one in the burqa?
She's the one on the left, yeah. That's the dress off the body. The girl's wearing the dress, but there's, I don't know, TMZ prints out with those little black squares all over everything.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's really, though, just the logo, which she didn't design, so.
Right, but she rhinestoned it all over there. I don't know if she designed the dress or just, you know, bejeweled something.
Right, exactly.
Or Katy just got her name and number so she knows where to deliver the cease and desist. Quit using my logo.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. That's mine.
Hey, getting
That's
back
interesting.
To Pink, what year was that?
She said the year 2000.
Oh, 2001 is when Don't Let Me Get Me came out. Get the Party Started.
Oh,
that Misunderstood album. Like all the hits were on there.
What was before that? Nothing?
I don't see anything before 2001.
It does, if that's the case, then it does seem a little bold for Pink to say, do you want to collaborate with a superstar?
Right.
And she's got nothing to show her.
Right.
All right. Well,
I mean, it's possible they were at some industry thing and that she, you know, there was probably a lot of buzz around Pink, like her album maybe was about to come out or something, and maybe she thought Mary J. would know about her.
Oh, she did have an album, Can't Take Me Home.
Yeah, I can't really.
What was on there, though?
Most Girls, There You Go, You Make Me Sick are the biggest songs on this album.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't recall any of those.
I can play one for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, I like this song.
Oh, you know this?
Yeah.
This is Pink?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
If you told me this was Mary J., I would have gone,
me too.
All right. Yeah.
It's much less rock and much more like kind of smooth. It's got that R&B sound. Even the way she's singing.
Yeah. Play one more.
Yeah, give me
Here's
another one.
There You Go.
Oh, I like this.
Well, that's the producer on those, you know.
Well,
if it didn't have that kind of salsa beat behind it.
Producers
it might...
are Babyface, Candy Burris, who's one of the Atlanta housewives.
Oh, really? Well, anyway, that's what Pink sounded like back in the day. She's rocked out a little since then. It's been 4 years since Netflix popularized the idea of binge watching when they started releasing original shows all in one drop.
Yeah.
You didn't have to wait for a weekly thing. So they've come up with a new term, and it's not widely used because almost no one can do this. It's called binge racing. It's when subscribers watch an entire season of something within the first 24 hours of release. And if you think that Netflix doesn't know exactly who you are and how many people you've shared your password with, you might be wrong. They basically are saying that they know exactly how many people have done this binge racing. They said there were five people in the press release they announced. They noted there are five people in the U.S. who've binge raced all five seasons of House of Cards. Only five people.
Yeah. They're not normal.
And there's one subscriber in France who has binge raced all the way through 30 shows this year alone, and apparently without sharing his password.
That's incredible.
They somehow know whether or not you've shared.
Is Netflix going to pass HBO in terms of quality content?
I don't know, but I'm glad that they have each other. They're the Lennon and McCartney.
They are. They're the best two, right?
They inspire each other to keep coming up with good stuff. So Netflix says they've got, 8.4 million subscribers have binge raced at least once.
Have you guys binge raced?
I've never watched a whole series in the first, that's the term, the whole series in the first 24 hours after it drops.
No.
No way.
Never.
But 8.4 million of their subscribers have. And Canada is the country with the most binge racers. Then the U.S., followed by Denmark, Finland, and Norway. I think it's worth noting here that Canada, Denmark, Finland, and Norway all have like long periods of darkness and very cold and long winter. Like, I don't know what our excuse is. Maybe just that there's so many subscribers in the U.S., but it seems like, yikes, we should find something to do. I mean, probably they can't go outside for many days in a row at a time.
I usually can't get through a full episode of something.
Right.
I'll pause it and come back and finish it another day. That's a lot of sitting.
They say the top 20 most likely to be binge-raced shows, Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, when that dropped.
Oh, come on.
That's the number one. Fuller House.
So you're saying girls are the number one binge watchers. Gilmore Girls is a chick show, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
John likes it. Yeah, I suppose.
I guess it is kind of.
John likes it?
Well, he's watched a couple episodes with me. He doesn't like it like I like it.
Oh, you like it?
I've watched a few.
It's a cute show.
I don't know about the first season. I know. Well, that was the thing. They've dropped a whole new season.
Yeah.
So I went back and went, I'll check that out. And Yuzi was saying she liked it.
Yeah.
I'm most of the way through the first season.
Jamie loved it, right?
Wasn't she? She was into it. Yeah.
She loved the Gilmore. Oh, that's right. She dressed up and went to like the coffee day.
Yeah.
They did a promotion with the cafe, or whatever, Luke's or something.
Yeah, yeah.
All I can say is I've never heard one person I know, any dudes ever go, I'm into Gilmore Girls. So,
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is one of them. House of Cards is one of them. Santa Clarita Diet. That's the one where like Drew Barrymore has turned into a vampire or something. Marvel's The Defenders. Orange is the New Black. Stranger Things. And they say that not that many people binge raced that because no one knew about the show. It was out for a while before everyone all of a sudden went bananas over it. Mm. But I guarantee you when it comes, is it the 27th the thing comes back out, the new season?
October 27th, yeah.
I'll bet that'll be a huge binge raced show.
I knew I was right. This our weekend dude, Krems, he binge watched Gilmore Girls.
He did.
He loves it, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There's actually an article on RadioAlice.com.
Funny. Can find it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You're not going to believe the text that came in to support our Hooman.
Oh.
I'll read some of those.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. Boy,
we all found out where your second brain is.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 8:38 Wednesday morning. Happy hump day, and thank you for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram, you know, Yuzette and I are always looking to see what funny, silly, crazy occasion is it? Not holiday. What occasion is it?
Oh, right. What occasion? Well, what is it today?
Today just happens to be National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Oh. So we found an old-timey picture of Yuzette and Sarah and Bryn eating what we believe to be chocolate cupcakes. So everyone go to the Alice973 Instagram as we celebrate National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
You're really trying to stick it to Google, huh? I mean, they're a little tight into baby cupcakes.
All right.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, you really got Sergey on that one.
That's unlike you, kicking people when they're down like that, Hooman.
I'm on Google's side on this. I can't believe they... Well, so far they haven't rolled over.
Right. They said they will, though. They probably will. Listen, everyone... No, only people can only take so much.
Right.
They go, fine, have it your way.
Most people with busy schedules are like, what are we even talking about?
I'm sorry, trolls? What are those?
We're talking about cupcake counting on their... What?
Yeah. Google Maps, if you get directions somewhere and you touch walking, I'm going to walk
it. Tells you how many calories you'll burn, and then their little aside, it says 4 mini cupcakes.
Or whatever you
burn.
The
equivalent of. And someone took offense to it.
Yeah. How dare you make me wish I had a cupcake right now?
It's somehow fat shaming, and I just don't. Okay. Anyway, I told you earlier about a shooting in Maryland.
Yes.
3 dead, 2 injured in a mass shooting. Police are on the scene, so I don't have the end result of this, but the businesses in the area are on lockdown, and I'll bring you more info as I get it. That's the latest.
CNN was saying that it is a targeted shooting, and the guy is on the loose. They're looking for him.
Oh, the shooter's on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
This next story, we've actually talked about it before. It's one of those bizarre love triangle type things. This was one of those setups where it's actually, they call it here, too outlandish even for a movie plot. It would leave people confused. A California woman is accused of framing her husband's ex-fiancé by telling police the woman was harassing her and tried to have her attacked by random men posting rape fantasy ads on Craigslist.
So this is the current wife doing this to the ex-fiancé of her husband.
Yes.
She's saying that that lady is doing all these things to her.
Meanwhile, she did it.
To herself.
To herself. Okay.
Got it.
So people were showing up at her house, according to her, trying to rape her.
Right.
And then
she was blaming it on
this. And she uncovered it and said, it's that lady who did this to me. A former Southern California woman has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for framing her husband's ex-girlfriend, portraying her as a stalker who made death threats and set up a bizarre rape fantasy scheme.
Good. She's 5 years sounds reasonable.
Okay.
She's trying to ruin that lady's life. Probably did for a while.
You
make
accusations
like that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You don't want rape anywhere near your name.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
So
it gets all
that.
Over you. Ugh.
5 years.
Good. Bye. Bye, bitch. Follow.
The NFL has put it out there again. They will not stop its players from kneeling during the national anthem, although they do want them to stop. Mm. They're not going to make them stop. I think they got to go with the... I came up with the solution, I think.
I forget what it was, but I remember it being
you
great.
Give the players... union or however you want to word
right.
that, you give them ad time on the TVs
great.
All across
Brilliant.
The nation. You give them 10 minutes. Well,
put your message out there.
If I'm arguing for the NFL players, I say, we want 10 minutes of ad time.
Okay, and well, I'm arguing back. We'll give you 1 minute.
We'll make it five and then we're done.
Two.
No, it'll
not
be
two,
five.
Five seems fair. 5 minutes, you can do whatever you want. You can get filmmakers,
sure.
young people, old
put your
people.
Message out there.
Put your message out
PSAs
there.
PSAs and all kinds of. Use that
and
time wisely.
And air during the broadcast.
Right.
And if I'm arguing for the NFL players, I want first commercial.
Oh.
In the stop set.
There you go.
Right?
Sure. Second position.
No. First position.
Second position.
Final offer.
2 minutes, second position.
We're not coming to the game
Third
this Sunday.
Stop set.
You can what? You are not good at this.
No, I'm great at it. Are you kidding
no.
me? You want 10 minutes in first position. I'm trying to get you. You're shooting for the moon, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not giving you the moon.
Do you want to end the PR nightmare? We've been.
I'm actually fine with it. So you know, no.
Wait, you're not.
But I'll give you 2
you're
minutes.
You're not fine with it
position.
If you're Roger Goodell. If yeah. you're Roger Goodell, yes, you secretly want it to end right now.
Right. Well, you want to get back. Let's get back to football. Let's get right. back to making money.
Printing. Piles of it. Are you kidding? Where was I? Oh. 10 things people regret about the place they're renting.
Okay. Oh, let's guess some. The couple that bangs noisily upstairs or next door. How thin the walls are,
dude. My neighbor, he must have a girlfriend now because there are mornings where I'm waking up, I'm saying a prayer, and they're going at it right above my head.
While you're praying,
oh well, then he doesn't have a girlfriend.
How horrifying!
Well, it's very consistent. It's very consistent.
The noise comes in at number 2.
The noise at number 2. All right, how about
usually when people couple up, they still do it, but they're not in the middle of the night. What are you talking about?
4 in the morning, they have other things to do, like sleep.
Yeah,
it's one of the benefits of being in a relationship. I don't have to wait till 4 a.m. to bone you.
I always hear those songs where they want to talk all night, and I'm like, boy, that is early on.
Yeah,
that's new relationship nonsense.
And I'm only talking because I just can't wait to get your pants off. And all night. Let's talk about that real life.
The noise comes in at number 2, for sure.
What's the survey again?
This is the top 10 things people regret about the apartment or house they're currently renting.
All right, Hooman, you got any more guesses?
No parking?
Yeah, how about the parking situation?
Surveys!
The parking situation comes in at number 7.
Okay.
Did you already say rent or cost?
The cost is number 1.
Oh.
You know, well, I think I can afford it. I really would like to live here. And then, oh my God, I can only eat soup.
Right. How about
every other day
that I make with hot water and that's all that's in it?
How about it's just too small? It's too small.
Oh, the size.
The size comes in at number six.
How about no washer and dryer in your apartment? Or
number five. Oh, no laundry.
God, you're so good at Family Feud.
Well, no, I know the problems that people complain about in their apartments.
It's too cold.
How about this is a reach. This is a stretch.
Sorry, no too cold.
No, too cold. Dude, apartments are way warmer than houses.
On the other
way
side,
warmer.
No AC.
No.
Not having air conditioning! Oh. Number eight!
All right.
This is a stretch. This is a reach, but and this happened to me, so no good view. There's not a good view. Like, I can't see the Golden Gate Bridge anymore.
Oh, hit the.
Nope! Not in the top 10.
How many are we missing?
We are missing four right now.
Goodness.
You're missing. How about you can't have any pets?
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
Or someone else's pet?
Nope.
No.
Play the buzzer.
How about you live above a restaurant and all you do is smell that all day?
You're living too close to your neighbors. I'll take it.
Oh. They're literally on top of you. Literally.
And beside you.
And beside you. I got this new guy just moved across the hall from me, and every Friday night.
What's his name?
I don't know. He locked himself out of the building the other
day. You haven't introduced yourself yet?
Well, I just...
What kind of neighbor are you?
No, we met. Oh, we met. I just forgot. But every Friday night, all of his friends are hanging out in the hallway outside. And I just smile and shrug my shoulders and go into my place.
Why don't you hang out on a Friday night?
Because it's like, I just get tired by the end of the week doing all my incredible activities and events.
But you don't want to hang out with the guys? Like... Grab a beer, sit down.
You know what the last thing they want? Dudes? A 42-year-old hanging out with them. They're all kids. 25, 26.
Someone says no dishwasher.
Yeah, dishwasher.
Oh, dishwasher's a good one.
I said washer dryer.
Yeah.
Does that count?
No, that's not. Washer and washer dryer are different.
How about something about their landlord?
Oh.
Or
rotten landlord.
Manager.
No. You guys are missing a big one right now, and I don't know why you're not thinking of it, but I guess because Hooman lives in the marina, he doesn't have to worry about his safety.
Oh.
So what is it?
You live in a bad part of town.
Yeah, the safety.
Oh. Vaughn could have probably given us that one, huh, Vaughn?
Oh, do you live in a crappy apartment?
Yeah, he lives in the Tenderloin. He lives in arguably the worst or the second
worst. Dude, that's
rough.
There was like a bomb threat the first week he moved in.
Oh, yeah, remember that? And instead of running away, he got his phone out and went up to the bag.
And videoed the whole thing.
Like, I was like, dude, what are you doing? Run!
Yeah, you got to be careful about, things like that when you're in a bad neighborhood. Remember, Icky was all, I got robbed last night, guys.
Again.
And we're all, what happened? Well, I was doing my laundry at 1 in the morning. You're out.
Yeah.
Yep. In a dangerous neighborhood at 1 in the morning. Yeah.
He got robbed like 5 times.
Yeah, because he kept doing stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, dude, go home. What are you doing? Wash your laundry in the middle of the day. Like everybody else.
Right.
Didn't he get hit by like a meter maid once too?
Yeah. Everything happened to that.
Every freaking day
there was some story that happened to Icky.
What are the other three?
Oh, I left that story behind.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the design features.
Okay.
Oh, you don't like the color on the walls or something?
Or doors open into each other. Oh. I think that's more like it. You're like, hold on. I gotta move this thing out of the way to be able to open this thing up.
You know what? That's so funny. We looked at this apartment when we first moved here. And in order to get to the bedroom, you had to go into the shower and walk out the other side of the shower.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like the bathroom was between.
Crazy.
It was so funny. I was just like, so.
Did you take it?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not going to walk through my shower. It was cheap, though.
Oh, that's probably why.
That's a bad design.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That was someone who stuck a bedroom on
my
somewhere.
Building is designed really well. All right. What else?
Oh, I threw that story away.
Oh, he's done with it.
Okay. This is where everybody gets to be like, oh, Hooman.
Yeah. This is the worst time this year, everybody.
800-400-3697. 415 says, protect your gut. You're right, but no enemas.
Oh, no enemas, Hooman.
Who is this? 510 is saying, Hooman, Hannah is still single. You still got a chance, buddy.
I love my single life.
And then they have whom Hannah is greater than Rachel.
Is she greater than Rachel? If you could pick between Hannah and Rachel to be your forever person, who
Rachel,
would you choose?
Rachel, I'd pick Rachel.
Rachel's the
Hannah's
one.
Hannah's the one that made that sign of your giant head up there.
I know, still yeah. there. Turn it up.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
And then she ran away.
No, she didn't, actually.
Oh, is that the one in the car?
They're yeah, big. It's when you were like, no, you just blew the moment. What? I did?
That's how she talks?
Are you going to kiss me right now? I did? Are you going to kiss me right now, human?
This is a good song.
408 says, guys, Hooman is right. Gut health is imperative to your overall health. He's right about it being your second brain. He might be, but no one around here knows what the hell, intestinal repair is yeah. or whether or not this is good for you.
But it is.
Look
nice
at the packaging.
Nothing bad comes in a package like
yeah,
that.
I'm looking at the packaging and these three pictures of health here. Yeah. Who are they? The
Billmans.
The Brat Rats.
The Barleens.
The Barleens.
What else do they say about
them? They should have hired models.
They should have. And had a signature model, too. Their signature. One of them looks
like a kid's
challenged.
Signature.
Your gut is the heart of your immune system. Healthy gut, stronger immunity.
All right.
Yeah. Helping you guys. Trying to help.
Thank you.
Your helper.
Oh, my God.
Your gut actually does affect mental health. It helps with clarity, depression, anxiety. It's a buildup of toxins.
It doesn't really make it a brain, though.
Yeah,
it
just does. Go poop. Would you?
Poop is not enough. That's why you gotta get the stuff in the nice package.
Yeah. Stanford is doing, I reported this too. Stanford is doing research that was just funded by the government where bacteria in gut from parents and children lead to autism.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember that story
yep.
I did?
Show do.
Did you just not report the study of autism that links to the gut? Sorry, guys. Hooman is right about the importance of your gut.
We get that it's important.
No, you don't.
It's the second brain thing that really...
415 says, go to the gym and eat healthy and you'll be fine. Stop buying crappy supplements.
I can't do it. I love it.
You love what?
Buying supplements.
Go look at that body.
Don't you eat supplements?
Well, I take vitamins every day.
Yeah,
you.
I take a vitamin, but I don't...
Which one?
I don't take...
Multivitamin?
I take
intestinal
20 of them.
Repair
and a
platinum.
Probiotic. John makes me take one.
See?
Well, he doesn't make me. He puts
cares
me in the
about
pile
your guts.
Of pills.
I'm glad you're
apparently
you
take one.
He puts all the pills in the little thing. I got to take 10 pills every night.
Oh, you do?
10?
I don't know, 6, whatever.
You doesn't he have a pill for your gurgling?
Maybe that's why I gurgle so much.
Oh.
Although I've always been a bit of a gurgler.
Have you?
I have a juicy throat.
Stop it.
Juicy.
I do.
How juicy?
What kind of stuff about the juice?
We should probably.
Why are you gurgling again?
I'm not right now, but I could.
I can hear it. God. It's too much.
Save that.
I think I just have a flappy uvula.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.